弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
好，我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we come together to thank you and praise you.
主，我们谢谢你在创世之前，你就给你儿女所预备的救恩。
We thank you, prepare the salvation before the creation of the world for your children.
主，你把我们这些罪人从这个世人中能够分别出来，归为你有。
You separate us, the sinners, from this world.
你又真的是让我们能够称为主你的儿女。
And be called the children of God.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
主，我们就今天就把我们每一个弟兄姐妹交在你的手中。
Today we present each brother and sister in your hands.
主，就求主你的圣灵真的是在我们个心中动工。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
让我们满心知道主你恩典，你救恩的恩典。
So we know the grace of your salvation.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在的现代人们对这个高科技呢，可能发展真的有很高的憧憬。
In the modern days, we have the high hope in technology.
可能有的人觉得，可能在不久的将来呢，人们很可能就会有一个芯片放在我们的里边。
Maybe in the near future, there will be a chip implanted in our body.
那么这个东西可能就会成为我们的一个身份的一个。
That will be a proof of our identity.
可能我们再不需要这个驾照呀等等的这些证件。
Maybe we no longer need the driver license or the other.
那么就有这个看不见的这个芯片呢，在我们里面就代表了一切了。
So these invisible chips inside us will represent us.
那我们不知道呢，这是不是会将来这样会影响我们的生活？
We don't know what the impact this will bring to our life.
但是呢，今天以弗所说的信息呢，告诉我们一个比这个内置的芯片更重要的信息。
And today in the Ephesians, it tells us a message that is more important than the chip.
而且是一个更重要的一个事实。
And it's a more important truth.
那么每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒呢，在我们里面都有一个圣灵已经做了我们的印记。
Every Christian who are saved have a Holy Spirit dwelling in us as a mark.
那么他永远在那里，谁也去不去。
And it will stay there, and nobody will remove it.
那么神在创世之前呢，就为他的每一个儿女预备了救恩。
And God predestined His children before the creation of the world.
那又通过他的独生爱子耶稣基督，成全了这个救恩。
And through His only begotten Son Jesus Christ to accomplish the salvation.
因此呢，每个神的儿女都可以靠着耶稣基督得到他给我们预备的基业。
So every child of God, every God's children, a child will inherit.
那我们就可以，那我们需要就思考一个问题。
So we have to think about something.
我们何德何能？我们做了什么？
Is there any good things we have done?
能受神给我们这么大的恩典
，and to receive such great grace.
那么答案其实是，你我真的是有些有罪，也真的无德行可以自夸。
The answer is we are finite and we are sinners, and there's nothing we can boast it of.
也没有任何的功劳可以去领赏。
There's no credit in us that we should be rewarded.
而这个救恩呢，又是神在创造这个世界之前就给你我预备的。
And this salvation, God predestined us before the creation of the world.
我们无法参与，我们也不能靠我们自己来赚取。
There's no way we can participate, or no way we can earn it.
那么神又是怎么样把他在创世之前就预备的这个救恩赐给了你我呢？
How did God give us such salvation before the creation of the world?
那么使这些蒙恩之人都能够得到他为他们所预备的这些永久的产业。
So that the people who are blessed by him will obtain the inheritance from him.
那么在今天的信息中呢，保罗对神的颂赞又告诉了我们。
So today, through Paul's doxology to God.
那么主耶稣。是主耶稣所赐下的住在我们里面的圣灵，是我们得神为我们预备的基业的证据。
The Holy Spirit that God prepared for us, that is dwelling within us, is the deposit that guarantee we will obtain the inheritance.
那么，作为一个蒙恩的圣基督徒
，and as a blessed Christian,
我们当因基督耶稣为我们成全的这个救恩和赐下的圣灵来颂扬他的荣耀。
We should praise God's glory for the Holy Spirit He has given to us.
那么在以弗所书的一到十四节呢，是使徒保罗他因着神赐给我们各样天上的福气而对神发自内心的颂赞。
So in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1-14, Paul praise the Lord for every spiritual gift God given to us.
那么在这段颂赞中呢，这个有几个词呢，他总是重复在用。
So in this his doxology to God, there's several words that he repeatedly used.
那么就是在基督里，在爱子里，或是在他里面，他至少用了六次。
That is in Christ, in Him, in love. He uses at least six times.
那么保罗这样表达，那是在强调，也是在特别的告诉神的儿女们。
Paul expresses it in this way is just to emphasize.
让我们知道，所有这些属灵的福气，只有在基督里的人才能够得到。
That all the spiritual gifts that we received can only be received in Christ.
那么在信仰上，在通往天国的道路上，那么唯有基督耶稣这一条道路。
There's only one way that is through Jesus Christ to eternity.
那不像是有的人世人所讲的条条道路通罗马。
It's not like that every road leads to Rome.
那么这就像在《使徒行传》的四章十二节说的，就是这样唯一的绝对。
That is what is said in Acts 4:12.
那么他告诉我们说，除他以外，别无拯救，因为天下人皆没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other names under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
那么犹太人不可能靠守律法得救。
Jews cannot be saved by observed laws.
外邦人也不可能靠他们的智慧，他们或者他们敬拜的假神来得到救恩。
The Gentiles cannot be saved by the false idols and or by their own wisdom.
唯有靠耶稣基督。
Only through Jesus Christ.
那么在上次的信息中，使徒保罗呢？他告诉我们，我们这些人呢，真的就像是一帮被遗弃的孤儿，也是一帮真的在撒旦权势之下的人质。
In the previous message, Paul tell us that we are just like orphans or the hostages held by Satan.
那么，但是神的恩典，他的怜悯，把我们从这万万的孤儿中。从这些人质中把我们解救出来。
It's through God's grace and mercy that He freed us from the hostages under Satan.
那么保罗就是因为这样的神给他的恩典，所以能够发出这样对神的赞美。
So Paul praised the Lord because of this kind of grace.
那么其实呢，颂赞神，那么。保罗颂赞神，是因为神在创世之前就拣选了他的儿女。
Paul praised the Lord because he chosen us before the creation of the world.
而且呢，使我们因着耶稣基督也得了儿子的名分。
And through Jesus Christ, we are adopted to be His sons.
那我们又在耶稣基督里得蒙救赎，那么让我们的过犯又得到赦免。
And we have redemptions in Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sins.
并且呢，叫我们知道他的救恩的奥秘。
And made known to us the mystery of his salvation.
那就是在最终，神要使万物归在基督里面，同归于一。
That is to bring everything on together under Christ.
那我们今天呢，再回到这个保罗他对神的圣赞。
And today we come back to Paul's doxology to God.
那么让我们能够知道，那么另外的两个，那么神给我们的这个属灵里面的福气。
So to know the other two blessings that God given to us.
或者也是另外两个呢，神救赎的真理。
And or in another words, the other two, the salvation truth.
那么这就是圣徒靠基督得了基业，基督呢是圣徒圣灵为得基业的凭据。
That is, the saints have obtained an inheritance through Christ, and Christ granted saints the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of our inheritance.
那我们先来看第一个真理，就是圣徒靠基督得了基业。
Let's look at the first point. The saints has obtained an inheritance from through Christ.
那么十一节这里告诉我们。他说我们也在他里面得了己业，这原是那位随己意行万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
And verse 11, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
那么在旧约中呢，以色列的各支派，大家知道他们分地的时候，神赐给他们的这些产业都是靠通过这个册切来决定的。
We know in Old Testament, the lands were distributed to each tribe by casting lots.
那么这表明了这是神的旨意。
It shows that is God's will.
那么在民数记的26章25到52到56节，他这样记载：他说，耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要按照人民的数目，将他分给这些人为业，人多的你要把产业多分给他们，人少的你要把产业少分给他们，要照被数的人数把产业分给个人，虽是这样还要研究分地，他们要按照祖宗各支派的名字承受为业，要按照所研的究看人数，人数多人数少把产业分给他们。
Numbers chapter 26, verse 52-56. The Lord said to Moses, the land is to be allotted to them as an inheritance based on the numbers of names. To larger groups give a larger inheritance, and to smaller groups a smaller one. Each is to receive its inheritance according to the number of those listed. Be sure that the land is distributed by lot. What each group inherits will be according to the names for its ancestral tribe. Each inheritance is to be distributed by lot among the larger and smaller groups.
那么这里的研究呢，跟这个册切它是完全同样的意思。
The casting lot is the casting lot.
那么其实在新约中呢，圣徒是因信耶稣基督成为他神的后嗣。
In New Testament, the believers become God's children by believing in Him.
那么这样他就可以得到神给他们的基业。
And so that they will obtain God's inheritance.
那么希腊语这个后嗣还这个基业，那么都是由一个动词，就是册切决定这个来变来的。
In the Greek word, the inheritance and heirs come from a verb to decide by casting lot.
所以这也表明了蒙恩得救的人，那么得神为他们预备的基业，不是人自己赚来的，不是人凭自己得到的，乃是神预先早已定好的。
It shows that the people who had favor in God and be saved by Him and to receive the inheritance from God is by God's will. It's not what they did to earn it.
那么在哥罗西书一章十二节说，他说又感谢父神，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Just like Colossians chapter 1:12 says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
那么罗马书八章十七节也这样说，他说既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Also Romans 8:17. Now if we are children,then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
那么是神使我们在他的家中，也就是 在他的国度。
And God made us in his kingdom.
那么得到呢，他为我们预备的这些基业。
And to obtain the inheritance that he prepared for us.
那么使我们得到这些基业的根本的原因，是因为神赐我们的恩典。
The reason that we obtained his inheritance is by God's grace.
那么能够使我们信靠耶稣基督，愿意和他一同受苦。
So that we may believe in Christ and to share in his suffering.
那么这样我们就会和主耶稣基督一起成为神的后嗣，可以一同享受神赐我们的基业。
So that we can become the co-heirs with Christ and to obtain the inheritance God prepared for us.
那么保罗呢，前面呢，再来颂赞神在基督里使圣徒成为他的儿女。
So Paul praised the Lord that we become God's children in Christ.
那么神如此做是因为他早已预定收养他们做他的儿女。
God did so because he predestined us to be adopted as his children.
那么在这里呢，保罗又颂赞神使我们成为了他的后嗣。
And here Paul praised the Lord for making us and heirs,
可以得他给我们预备的基业，
so that we may obtain the inheritance from him.
而神做这一切呢，也都是他已早已预定好的。
All these are predestined by God.
那么和其他做他所做的事情一样，
just like the things that he did.
那么不论历史的进程，世代的改变。那么直到我还是我们的得到的救恩。
No matter the progress of the history and the change of the ages, or we become his children.
那么其实都是神一步一步的实施他永不改变的计划。
It's God who carried out his plans step by step, his unchanging plan.
所以没有任何人可以改变神的这个计划。
No one can change God's plan.
所以这就是随己，这位随己意行万事的神。
That is a God who works all things after the counsel of his will.
这也正是他的自己的荣耀。
That is his own glory.
所以我们有时候也说，历史这个词就是神的故事。
That's why sometimes we said the history is the story of God.
那么保罗，后面呢就在十二节。我们就会看到保罗又在赞美神的荣耀，他说叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
So in verse 12, Paul continued to praise God's glory. It says, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory.
所以我们这些蒙恩得救的人真的是本该常常来颂扬神他的荣耀。
So for us who are saved by him, should often praise his glory.
那么这节里面的这个我们，那么我们看它是指哪些人？
So here it's mentioned we. What the we refers to?
那么有人认为呢，这个我们呢是指当时的犹太教的信徒。
Some people think the we refers to the Jewish Christians.
那么呢，因为他们认为这个犹太教的这个基督徒呢，他们 就是先听到福音的。
Because they believe that the Jewish Christians are the first ones who hear the gospel.
那么也有人认为呢，这是指当时已经蒙恩得救的所有的圣徒。
And some people believe, the we refers to all the Christians who believe.
那么包括犹太的基督徒，也包括外邦的基督徒。
Including Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians.
那么其中，那么有两个原因呢？我是同意，第二后者。
I lean to the letters for two reasons.
也就是这只是指的所有的当时的蒙恩得救的基督徒。
That is, it refers to all the Christians who believed.
那么第一个原因就是因为保罗当时呢，虽然写信给以弗所的信徒。
The first reason is, although this letters was written to the believers in Ephesus.
但是我们从这里面看到了，从三节他对神的圣赞到十二节，他都是用的我们这个词。
But from verse 3 to 12, it used the word we.
那么虽然我们这里是指当时，所以显然那个我们呢，这是指当时所有的基督徒。
Apparently, we refers to all Christians.
所以保罗就把他自己跟这些这个以弗所的信徒看着是一起的。
So Paul considered himself, the same with the Gentile Christian.
那么对现在而言，也就是指全世界，那么所有已经蒙恩得救的基督徒。
But nowadays it refers to all the Christians all over the world.
那么第二个原因是因为这里在基督里的盼望，它是指的同一个盼望。
And the second reason is the hope in Christ, and that is the same hope.
也就是保罗的盼望跟这些以弗所这个圣徒的盼望是一样的。
Which means, Paul's hopes is the same as the hope of the believers in Ephesus.
那么也就是有这个盼望的人，那么既包括犹太的信徒，也包括外邦的信徒。
And so the people who have the same hope, including the Jewish Christians as well as the Gentile Christians.
那我们再来看这个盼望是指什么。
Now let's look at what the hope is.
那么在这个一章第十节里面给我们展示了神救赎计划最终完成的一个情景。
And so verse 10 shows us the ultimate state, of the accomplishment of the salvation.
也就是当主耶稣第二次来审判这个世界的时候，所有受造之物都要在他的里面同归于一。
That is when Jesus comes a second time, and to judge for the judgment, everything will be brought together under him.
那么简单的这四个字同归于一，但是这对我们这些有些有罪的人呢，我们是无法能够理解和思想这里面所描述的荣耀。
It's very difficult for us who are finite to comprehend what does it mean to bring everything together under Christ.
那么，但这确实是将来最终的我们的盼望。
But that indeed is the ultimate hope that we have.
那么保罗深知呢，神不但领养我们成为他的孩子。
Paul knows not only God adopt us as his children.
那么还使我们成为他的后嗣。
And also become his heirs.
能够得他给我们预备的基业。
And to obtain the inheritance from him.
那么我们为神赐我们如此大的恩典，那么保罗呢，情不自禁地来感恩赞美神。
So for such great grace, Paul couldn't help but praising the Lord.
他说所有的这些神的荣耀都应该归给神。
See, all these glories of God should be ascribed to God.
那么接下来呢，保罗为神赐给圣徒的另一个恩典。
And after this, for the another blessing.
那么就是基督赐我们的圣灵作为我们得基业的凭据。
Another blessing is the Holy Spirit, that was given to us as a deposit.
那么他为此再次的赞美神的荣耀。
as a deposit of for our inheritance. Once again, he gave thanks to God.
那么这在十三到十四节。
That is verse 13-14.
那么这里说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
13-14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions to the praise of his glory.
那么这里通过保罗颂赞神的荣耀，他同时其实是在告诉我们圣灵在我们圣徒的生命中三方面的工作。
Through Paul's doxology to God, it tells us the works that the Holy Spirit does in our life from three different aspects.
那么神透过圣灵在我们生命中的工作继续来彰显他的荣耀。
The first is through the work of Holy Spirit to demonstrate God's glories.
那我们来看圣灵的第一个工作这里。
The first work of the Holy Spirit.
那么就是圣灵的印记保护了我们在末日审判时避开神的愤怒。
The mark of Holy Spirit protect us from the judgment at the last day.
那么这里面的得救呢，它的基本的意思也就是当灾难到来的时候，那些本该灭亡的一些人因为某种特殊的这个原因就能得到幸免。
And save, the word save means when the disaster comes, that the people who are face the disasters were for some reason can be escaped.
那么就像当年摩西领以色列人出埃及的前夜。
Just like the night before Moses led Israelites out of Egypt.
那么神击杀埃及全地所有投生的人和牲畜之前。
Before God killed all the firstborns, some and animals.
那么神吩咐摩西要告诉以色列的全会众。
God told Moses to tell, all Israelites.
要把羔羊的血涂在他们的门框跟门楣上。
To smear the blood of lamb on the top and side of their door frames.
那么当他看到这血的时候，就会绕过这家人。
So when they see the blood, they will pass over that household.
那么以色列人照着摩西的话都去行了。
So Israelites did what God told them.
所以在那个夜晚呢，神击杀了所有埃及地的长子和头生的牲畜。
So at that night, God killed all the firstborn sons and animals.
而以色列人呢，因在门框上涂了羔羊的血，他们的长子幸免于难。
But for Israelites, because of the blood on their door frames and doorposts, their firstborn sons were saved.
所以他们能够得救，乃是因为羔羊的血成为了他们的印记。
They were saved because of the blood of the lamb that becomes the mark for them.
那么同样呢，当一个罪人听到福音，并且接受耶稣基督成为他的救主和生命的主的时候。
Likewise, for sinners who hear gospel and believe in him.
那么在那一刻呢，圣灵就进入了他的里面。
At that moment, Holy Spirit enters his heart.
永远不会离开。
And will no longer depart.
那么当末日审判的时候，神的愤怒就临到所有拒绝他的人。
At the last day, at God's judgment, what?
当末日审判的时候，那么神的愤怒了就会临到那些拒绝福音的人。
At last day, at God's judgment, God's wrath will fall upon those who reject him.
就会因圣徒所有的圣灵的印记而避开他们。
But will pass over the believers who has the mark.
那么从而使他们能够得救。
So that they may be saved.
所以没有圣灵印记的人 必然会得到刑罚。
So the people without God, the mark will be punished.
那么就像以弗所书最后的第五章的第六节后半部分，他说神的愤怒必临到那被虐之子。
Just like the Ephesians chapter 5, the latter part of verse 6 says, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient.
那么这个刑罚呢，不是说你我有没有那个芯片可以这个能不能买东西或者这个有的这个刑罚。
This punishment is not like whether we can buy things with the chips that in us.
而是永远跟神隔绝的这个刑罚。
But that is a punishment we are eternally separate from God.
而且这是在地狱之中永恒的刑罚。
And this is an eternal punishment in hell.
我们再看圣灵的第二项工作。
Let's look at the second work of the Holy Spirit.
那么那就是圣灵进入了我们的里面，那一刻开始，那么他不但使我们有了得救的印记，而且开始了在我们人的生命中就开始工作了。
When the Holy Spirit enter into our heart, not only we have the mark of Holy Spirit, but Holy Spirit also started to work in us.
而且作为凭据，它确保了我们这些脱离愤怒的人将来能够得到神的基业。
As a deposit, It's a guarantee that we who are in Christ will obtain God's inheritance.
那么这个凭据呢，在希腊语中它是一个法律用语。
This deposit in the Greek word is a terminology in law.
那么表示一个切了契约的双方。
It shows the two parties.
那么一方呢，要付给另一方一笔钱。
Two parties of a contract. One party need to pay for the other party.
那么他呢，不是一次付给他所有的钱。
And the party A does not pay off all the money to party B.
而是先付他一部分。
But only pay a small amount of money.
那么当这个所有的他们这个契约里面的事情呢，规定的完成的时候，那么他才会付给全部的这一笔钱。
And so he will pay off all the monies until the fulfillment of the contract.
而另一方呢，也会按照这个契约里面所规定的这些，他履行他的这个职责。
And the other party, of course, will have to provide.What he need to provide.
那么其实这个呢，很像我们买车或者买房的时候呢，交的这个 down payment.
This is the same as when we buy the house, we put a down payment for the mortgage.
那么当圣灵进入我们里面的时候
，So when Holy Spirit enter in our heart,
那么好像是神为了我们能够得到将来的基业，那么先为我们付了。一个无限的一笔这个恩典。
So God make a down payment, a deposit, for us, so that we may obtain the inheritance.
那就是圣灵的印记在我们的里边。
That is the mark of Holy Spirit.
那么正是因为这个圣灵在我们的里边，我们将来才能够得到神我们所预备的基业。
Because of the Holy Spirit.We are guaranteed to receive the God's inheritance in the future.
那么圣灵的第三个方面的工作，它是圣灵应在我们与基督的关系住在我们的里面。
The third work that Holy Spirit does is Holy Spirit dwells in us because of our relationship with God.
那么这是在旧约先知，这是对旧约先知的这个预言的一个应验。
That's a fulfillment of the old the prophecy.
那么神的计划它是永远不改变的。
God's plan never change.
那么神的爱子呢？耶稣基督他道成肉身来到我们中间。
And God's beloved Son Jesus Christ, come into this world.
那么来成就父神赐给我们的救恩。
To accomplish the salvation God given to us.
来传悔改的道。
And to spread, the gospel of repentance.
那么主耶稣呢？他在十字架上为我们死，杀死后复活。
Jesus Christ died on the cross for us and resurrected in 3 days.
而且呢，他在复活之复升天之后呢，又把圣灵赐下给他的教会。
And after his resurrection, he gave a Holy Spirit to his church.
那么罪人听了福音并且相信的那一刻，那么就是与基督建立了一个关系。
When the sinner hears the gospel and believes, then there's a relationship is established between him and God.
与此同时，圣灵就进入在了我们的里面。
At the same time, Holy Spirit entered, in you.
从此呢，我们也就有了一个新的生命。
And then we'll have a new life.
那么这是以西结书37:14所介绍的，就是说神通过先知给我们的一个启示。
That is also shown in Ezekiel 37:14.
那么他说我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。
I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord.
而这里13节其实正是这个预言在我们每一个我们弟兄姐妹身上的这个应验。
So the verse 13 is also a demonstration, the fulfillment of this prophecy on us.
他说：“你们既听见真理的道，那就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的印记，圣灵为印记。”
Yeah, you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
那么今天的信息中呢，保罗从两个方面来赞美神的荣耀。
In today's message, Paul praised God's glory from 2 aspects.
那么一方面呢，是神在基督里使我们成为他的后嗣。
The first is, in Christ, we were adopted to be God's son and to become heirs.
我们得以承受他为我们预备的基业。
And to be able to obtain the inheritance prepared for us.
我们能有神的后嗣的身份，这不是因为你我做了什么。
To be God's heirs has nothing to do with what we have done.
而是因为神早已预定的计划。
But by God's predestined purpose.
是我们因信耶稣基督而得到这些各样属灵的福气。
So that we receive all spiritual gifts by believing in Christ.
那么另一方面呢，基督为了确保我们得到神为我们所预备的基业。
In the second aspect, the second aspect, to guarantee that we receive inheritance from God.
那么赐下圣灵住在我们的里面，作为凭据。
And He gave us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us as a deposit.
他永远会住在我们里面，不会离开。
And He will dwell within us forever and will not depart from us.
而圣灵的这项工作是从我们听到福音的那一刻就开始了。
And this work of Holy Spirit started when we hear the gospel.
那么直到这个救赎，神救赎工作完，最后的完全，那么万物都归在基督里同归于一。
And until the accomplishment of the salvation, and when everything be brought together under Christ.
那我们知道，我们在这个得救的事情上，其实我们什么也没有做。
We know we have no contributions to the salvation.
我们是白白的受了一个无价的救赎。
We just receive the priceless salvation.
那么，但在蒙受这么大的救恩之后，在这个成圣的道路上。
But after we receive the grace, the salvation.
那么我们该当以一个什么样的心，什么样的生命来回应神的这个恩典呢？
And during our sanctification, how should we respond to such great, grace?
那么神赐给我们如此奇妙的救恩，这么多属灵的福气。
And God giving us such wonderful salvation and, spiritual blessings.
我们实在是需要感恩，我们实在需要颂赞他的荣耀。
Surely we should, praise the Lord and be thankful.
那么对于我们每个神的儿女，我想最实实在在的感恩回应就是听从神的教导。
I think the truth and thankfulness is to follow God's teaching.
那么神呼召我们成为神家中的一员。
So God called us to be a member of His family.
那么让我们一同来建立他的教会。
To build up His church.
那当我们这个属灵的大家庭，那么有任何事情的时候，我们都不是一个旁观者。
We should not be a bystanders when there's something happening in this spiritual home.
而是一同欢喜，一同忧愁，一同来面对。
But rejoice with those who rejoice and to face.Face the difficulties together.
因为我们都是一家人。
Because we are in the same family.
那么神也赐给我们每个人一个小的家庭。
And God also give us our own family.
那么让丈夫呢用舍己的爱去带我们的妻子。
So husband to treat their wives with sacrificial love.
那么让妻子呢敬重我们的丈夫
，and wives to respect their husbands。
那么也让父母呢不要惹儿女的气
，and so parents do not exasperate their children。
而要按照圣经主的教训和警戒来养育他们
，but to teach them and raise them according to God's teaching。
我们很多的父母亲特别的注重孩子的学习。
Many parents emphasize on students their children's academic study.
那么很害怕孩子呢耽误了什么
？And they were worried they might miss something.
其实有时候也很担心孩子们在看什么。
And sometimes they were worried what they are looking at.
因为怕他们受到一些不好的影响。
So in fear that they may get a bad influence.
但是我们常常却忽略了更重要的一件事情。
But oftentimes we ignore a very important thing.
就是他们跟神的关系。
That's their relationship with God.
那我们是否担心他们这个跟神的关系呢？
Are we worried about their relationship with God?
那么我们担心呢，就是最有效的方法，就是来为他们祷告。
I think the most effective way, to ease the worrisome, is to pray for them.
虽然我们不能呢赐他们救恩。
Although we cannot grant them salvation.
那么他们什么时候认识神，也不在你我的手中。
When they will know God is not at our own hand.
但我们凭着对神的信心
But through our faith in God.
要常常把他们带到神的面前
We should bring them before God oftentimes.
另一方面呢，我们总是担心他们受外界的坏的影响
In another hand, we worry about they will get bad influence from outside.
但是我们常常作为父母亲呢，却忽略我们自己在儿女面前的表现。
But oftentimes we ignore our bad behaviors before our children.
其实这对孩子来说呢，伤害更大。
And as a matter of fact, this bring more harm to them.
那么，因为牧师曾经鼓励我们。
A pastor used to encourage us.
那么，一位父亲呢，给儿女最好的礼物就是爱你们的妻子。
The best gift a father gives to their children is to love his wife.
而妻子应当常常敬重你们的丈夫。
And wives also honor respect their husbands.
如果我们丈夫跟妻子都做到这一点呢，我们的家庭里面的气氛一定是一个美好的气氛。
If the spouse they can do this, and then our home will be more harmonious.
而夫妻，那么父母亲呢，在儿女面前的表现也一定是一个讨神喜悦的表现。
And our behavior before our children will be something that pleasing to the Lord.
那么在座的孩子们
，children who are here.
那么你们是不是孝敬你们的父母
？Do you honor your parents?
那么你们怎样爱神，其实呢，透过你们怎样爱你们的父母，才能得到彰显。
The love of God for you is through the love of your love of your parents.
那么其实我们都是罪人。
So we are all sinners.
那么不管丈夫还是妻子
，whether it's husbands or wives，
父母还是孩子。
Parents or children,
或者是弟兄姐妹们
or brothers or sisters.
那么每一种关系呢，都需要神的恩典。
All relationships need God's grace.
那么在神，那么在人的国度中
，in the man's kingdom,
那么可能有民主，可能有独裁。
There's a democracies or the dictatorship.
但是在神的国度中，不管是大家庭、教会，还是我们的小家庭。
But in God's kingdom, whether it's the spiritual home or our own families,
那么没有不是民主，也不是独裁，乃是神来做我们家庭之主。
It's not democracy or dictatorship. It's God be the Lord in the family.
所以我们应该一同服在神的之下。
So we should submit ourselves under God.
所以我们每个人呢，都需要来回到神，来回到神的教导。
We should come back to God's teaching.
来爱我们的妻子，如同爱自己。
To love our wives as we love ourselves.
而敬重丈夫，就像敬重丈夫，如同敬重主一样。
And to honor our husbands like we honor the Lord.
那么，只有我们彼此相爱。
Only when we love each other,
那么世人才会真正的认识我们是神的孩子。
So the world will recognize us as God's children.
那么神已经白白的拯救了你我。
God has saved you and I.
也为我们预备了我们所不配的这些各样的福气。
And also prepare all spiritual blessings that we are not deserved.
我们不可以忽略他这样宝贵的救恩。
We cannot ignore such great salvation.
那么，我们能够竭力的去追求，在爱中彼此建立，在真理中一同成长，直到主耶稣基督来的那日。
We should press on and to build up each other in love and to grow in truth and to build up the church.Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you and to give you thanks.
谢谢父神，你在万事创始之前你就给我们预备的救恩。
We thank you for your salvation before the creation of the world.
谢谢你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督，能够道成肉身，舍己来到这个世上。
We thank you for sending your only begotten Son to this world and to die for us.
用他的生命亲自成全你给我们的救恩。
And to accomplish the salvation by his life.
我们也感谢父神你，耶稣基督你差下你圣灵作为主我们真的将来得基业的印记。
We thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit to be a mark that.We will receive your inheritance.
也成为主我们得基业的凭据。
To be a deposit guarantee for the inheritance.
我们知道我们这一切都是我们不配的。
We know all of this we are unworthy of.
所以就让我们常常生出感恩的心。
Help us to have this thankful heart for you.
让我们真正的在我们每日的生活中能够活出主你赐给我们各样这些丰盛的恩典。
So we can live out all the abundant blessings that you have given to us.
能够让我们真的是荣神益人，能够做主你美好的见证。
So we can glorify God and benefit others and to bear the good witness for you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray.In the Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.